I was very young, so they'd sort of bully you. They'd send you off on fool's errands and mess you around. They used to ask me to make the wool a bit heavier and say, you know, that they'd doffed 400 bobbins, not 380, because it was more money for them. And I used to sort of, when I had my pen, because they all wore little pinnies, short sleeve pinnies and stuff. And I'd be stood at the side of them, and maybe I'd have my pen to write their weights down. And when they said, oh, put me down for more, which I couldn't do that. I was reweighed by someone else. I used to write on, you know, just do that on their arm with the pen, just, you know. Anyway, one lunchtime, I remember I'm sat at the side of a machine. All the machines were off at lunchtime, but no one went home for lunch. They just sat there eating their sandwiches. And suddenly these four women came up, got me in a corner, stripped me naked, absolutely naked, Alan, I kid you not. And I won't say where the pens went, but I was well written on. Absolutely well written on. I was locked in a skep. They put the lid down on these big basket skeps, and I was in there for an hour, naked, written on, you know, whatever they'd written, silly things, noughts and crosses, where the noughts went, it's not mentionable. They were a force to be reckoned with.
You must have been terrified.
I was terrified, absolutely. And I was scared of the women. I never used to walk down the sides of the machines when they called me.